Unit 22. Is it worth registering? This unit deals with the registration of trademarks, including unusual trademarks, and the granting of patents. Colin Payne runs the press and public relations business Adman. Among the services he offers his clients is a public relations management package which he calls Pressage. Colin wonders whether he should register Pressage as a trademark. An initial consultation with trademark agent Amanda Wolfe should give him some answers.
I'm not really sure about the benefits of having a trademark, so I don't know whether I need one or not.
A trademark distinguishes the goods and services of one business from those of another. It helps create a brand awareness and could even end up being of real financial value to you.
Mm.
And unlike a patent, you can hold a trademark indefinitely, provided you continue to pay renewal fees.
Well, let's assume that I decide to register Pressage. What's my next step?
First, we would need to establish whether it meets the legal definition. Can it be represented graphically, and does it distinguish your services from those of another? Can you show me what it looks like?
Yep, this is it.
And you've been using this to describe a management service?
Yes, for about a year now.
One of the first things we would need to do is to run a search in the trademark register to see whether someone else has registered something similar in that class.
Which class?
Probably number 35. This covers business services. There are 42 classes of goods and services in all. They range from chemicals to leisure and education, so it's unlikely you would need to register in all classes.
Assuming the search is okay, what happens next?
If Pressage is able to be registered, we would publish it in the Trademarks Journal. If no opposition is filed within 3 months, then Pressage is officially yours and you receive a certificate to confirm that your trademark has a protection period of 10 years.
Well, that seems clear enough. I think I'd like to go ahead.